back, and we have Tim Alexander here, the Tim, we call him, Lord Sterling, I guess is one of your titles. Actually,
yeah, if I walked around Evansonia and calling myself that, they come after me with a butterfly net.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it is one of my
all of us have relatives. I mean, my ancestors was Sir Sanford Fleming on the one side, and I've got three or four lines that go back to the British and German and French nobility. In fact, my ancestor, Deagle, was actually the nephew of the Louis XIV, King of France. That's the Deagle name. So what? Meaning's nothing, okay? What really counts is whether you're a decent human being. It doesn't matter your skin color, your background.
That's right.
And what really matters also, do you have a relationship with the Most High God? I see one of the pictures, and you have... we have David Dees on, who makes excellent art, but you're a Canadian artist that does your stuff together. It says, "Guns don't keep us safe." And it shows all these Secret Service guys around Hillary.
Nine of them around Hillary.
And it shows her with a little sign in front of her, "Idiot," which she is. And all these guys walking around with her. Now, let me tell you, if they want to outlaw guns with the Secret Service. Have them only be able to do jujitsu, okay? Now, somebody coming up with a knife or machete or any other kind of non-lethal weapon even, these guys with their jujitsu are going to be on the ground squirming or blind or God knows what, even just with a high-intensity light. So this idea that somehow she can't, you know, that people can't carry guns is ridiculous. Now,
the congressman that said that the people don't need arms, but the Congress, they need to have security, security around them.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Years ago, they would have just taken somebody out and tarred and feathered him, you know.
Right. Now, I want to mention a couple things I think are important. I pulled up on Drudge the little speech over at the European Parliament, the member of the European Parliament. And Nigel Farage, this guy... I'd love to have him on the show, but this guy's a cracker. He's something else. Because he used to be inside the establishment of the European Parliament. He knows exactly how useless and evil these people are. And he turned on them, and he said now the establishment is turning on him. It's because Brexit is not just a minor thing. It's not a little blip on the road. Now, a lot of people, and this, by the way, includes this character, Monckton, who thinks that they're going to create a central army and kind of force people. No, they're going to have three things, as I mentioned, I'm going to repeat it. They're going to have bankers try to force them because of the financial situation to stay in the European Union. They're going to try to take away even more rights than they had before, which is 85% of the rules and laws were created by bureaucrats sitting in Brussels. And then they're going to have the frigging Vatican, and there's no nice word for this monster, this Antichrist, if you want to call it, sitting in the seat of the Pope. And by the way, the previous Pope came out and visited recently and say, "Ah, yeah, this, we keep this guy in a cage somewhere. I don't know where he is." he looks like he's from a B movie, to be honest with you. The last Pope, he's scary looking. And then we have, of course, the European Parliament. And by the way, you know, I heard this thesis from various people, and they think globalism is good. And then they would have this globalism.
Really?
Yeah, globalism is good, and getting rid of nation states is good. I'm thinking, what in your mind do you think? And then again, remember now, one of the biggest traders, 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 and the biggest business people in the world is now running for president, Donald Trump, and he doesn't want to stop trade. He wants increased trade, but he wants a win-win. We've not been winning. When he says the word winning, he means they're winning, the Chinese, the Mexicans, everybody else, and we're losing. Our trade deficits are insane. We have too many regulations here in America, so business says, "Hey, if I want to set up XYZ business, I can go to Beijing or in Kerala, India, and I can set up in 90 days with all the damn regulations, and they don't have tariffs or anything, so I'll just import damn
Dr.
stuff
Bell,
back
there's
in America."
A, there's a common thread to us sending all of our jobs overseas, all of our factories, and giving tax credits to American corporations for doing that,
right,
to having a wide open border on the south and letting millions of illegal Mexicans in the country, to Europe having millions of military age. This is important. This is the common theme. The Khazarian globalist banking cartel mafia these characters see Europeans and pan-Europeans. Pan-Europeans include Americans, Canadians, Australians, New Zealand. They see us as the most dangerous people. We're the most successful, the most innovative, the most militaristic, the most intelligent across the board. And they fear us. Therefore, they are doing, and they hate Christ. They hate the Christian religion. They are doing everything in their that they conceivably can to destroy our culture, our civilization, our economics, our military, our industrial base, our future, our freedom, and Tim, our Christianity, everything. That's Tim, what it's all about.
Tim, let me give you a couple of theses that the other side thinks. They think that globalism is created, brought out of poverty, hundreds of millions of people.
Well, they're worldwide. Idiots.
Number two, now, let me finish my list here.
Okay,
number two,
ahead.
They think that the nation state is an enemy of globalism. They think the nation state is the enemy of international trade. They think that controlling your borders means the idea of having a nation is evil. They think that literally accepting a culture which will never integrate into yours, which is Islam, is a good idea. They think that bringing in tons of people that will rape your women and actually start to change even the color of their hair so they won't be raped is okay. And we have people that try to apologize and say, now, on the other hand, they want to paste people like Donald Trump saying, and again, we saw this in Facebook and Twitter where they tried to suppress the fact that he said, look, I don't care about Caitlyn Jenner. And I'm going to repeat this. Caitlyn Jenner can come and use any bathroom he wants. And there's three rules I want if somebody's transsexual or whatever. Don't take photos, close the door, and don't have sex in the bathroom. Other than that, I don't give a damn. Okay? Now, I don't want them teaching in the schools any sexual garbage to my kids or any grandkids.
Oh, they
I don't
are.
Want them, I don't want them shoving it down my throat to say that where that normal
they
families are. The presence of normal families and saying you have a mommy and daddy is a bad thing, which they want to teach in the schools. That's informed. Do you want to abuse the rights of normal people so the, quote, alternative people have the rights? They can have rights, but their rights have to have limitations so they don't abuse the regular population. Now, we need to have, and I'm going to make a little statement here. Firstly, there's a couple things that Donald Trump can't do, and here's the facts. He's not going to deport 12 million children that are Americans because they're anchor babies. That's going to be a decision by the Supreme Court. So he needs to revise or pivot on that issue. Number two, he certainly can't take these minor children, which they've already been doing, and deporting them or their kids. And I actually have cases here in California where they've already done, even this sanctuary state, that's not reasonable. 12 million people in a nation of 320 is nothing. We actually have immigration has dropped in the last few years because the economy is so poor, and also the economy is surging in Mexico because these transnational corporations are setting up Carrier, Ford, Whirlpool. What's going on here is we have a situation where the reason for a wall in terms of numbers is not there. But it's the fact we have to put a wall up for psychological reasons and for the fact in the future, when the economies do come back, we don't want people that are not vetted. I want rapid immigration. I want millions of Hispanic, strong family Mexicans, Central Americans, and South Americans to come and live and work in America. I want them to integrate their culture, bring their recipe cards, their artwork, and their music. Do not bring Sharia law. I don't want to see, and I don't care what race they are. Doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter if they're Chinese, Mongolian, Japanese, whatever. I want them to come through the system correctly. I want to make sure that, you know, when he makes even the mild statement of we want to make sure we temporarily control the Muslims from certain countries, people take offense and say he's a racist. And the media keeps on trumping on this, you know, I call it trumping. They keep on bump, 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 he's a racist, racist, racist. I'm thinking, this is the most non-racist politician probably in modern history. He's got more women in his corporation, more business with international people of every race on earth, and they call him a racist? How nuts are they to lie to our face and get arrogant over it and spit in our face at the same time they're telling lies? I'm sick and tired of the media. I'm sick and tired of other people that I've been in contact with that call Trump a racist. Now, he has potty mouth. He shouldn't have opened his mouth to say this guy's Hispanic about this judge because he's so angry that they're turning everything, including this Trump University thing. But he could have pivoted on and said, look, we filed a motion to recuse the judge, and that's it. Leave it. Now, hopefully, his wife has taken away his Twitter account, and he is a speechwriter, and he stays on issue. Because Hillary Clinton, and this is, these are the facts, she supports murder all the way up to the moment of delivery. She supports Sharia law in America by not controlling immigration, wants to increase it 550% and have no borders. She wants to support extreme places where women and people, gays and lesbians, are destroyed and killed, or women are treated like animals or chattel in these Muslim countries, and they say she's pro-woman.
And take tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, come on now. Let's face the reality here. Then you talk about jobs. She wants to hydrofrack all over the country, including a lot of these Democratic governors of states where they're fracking with toxic chemicals and it's going to destroy the water table. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. Fracking's bad. You can frack with microwaves. I already know about the technology. You have to recharge the aquifer with primary water, which we've had. I had many discussions over the last year with Paul Power from the Primary Water Institute, and I'll be bringing on to the program this summer Northwestern University geologists to prove that primary water exists. Now, every single issue, and I've said this, and by the way, I get very few callers that are willing to challenge me on this. I will provide, and I'm saying this again, an instant solution or a framework solution for any problem on Earth. Any problem. Medical, geopolitical, financial, whatever. I will provide you a solution or a framework to find a solution. And we may need a collective of wise minds that actually have the will of the Most High God to pray and research and find that solution. But I can provide a framework for it instantly. That's how I see Trump. I don't see Trump as a guy that figures he has every answer, but he surrounds himself with helpers that can advise him to move toward a solution. That's how he succeeds in business. He doesn't do it all on his own. He's got smart daughters and smart people around the world, and he's got good advisors that tell him this is what you do if you want America to be great again. And it's not just America. Why are we spending so much money bringing people into this country and bringing it to Europe when we should be rebuilding their own countries and making them? Thank God there's an America that cares about them.
Well, again, Dr. Bell, it goes back to the fact that you have a very, very tiny, super demonic elite.
Well, let's call it what it is, okay? Let's call it what it is. Hillary Clinton is not a reasonable, normal candidate. She's a person of clay and iron. She's a human being that's avatared by demonic entities. She's not even doing things that are good for business. She's doing things that are good for eugenics, for population reduction, for business collapse.
You think that all comes from a belief system of hate, of anger. It comes from a belief system based on the fallen angels who were banned from heaven, kicked out by the Archangel Michael and his angelic host eons ago. They are full of hate. They went through the fires of hell. Anything that is good is long gone.
Listen.
They are opposite of good. They're evil. They are opposite of love. They're hate.
Do we know the fire of hell is? The fire
of hell is in their minions, of which Hillary Clinton is one. And these super elite Khazarian mafia jerks that have led us into two world wars so far and countless other wars. I just updated the blog,
Tim, I'm going to have Tex Mars on this Friday and next Friday. And we're talking about his latest book about the coiled serpent god that the Talmudic Jews worship. Now, people have to understand why they're so bad. Now, they're taught a so-called super religion that they're superhumans. This is not right. This is what started the rise of things like Nazi Germany. People say, well, no, they didn't have anything to do with it. No, there were a fight between basically Talmudic Jewish high-level Masonic organizations and non-Talmudic Jewish organizations that caused the rise of Nazi Germany. The Germans were not trying to exterminate the Jews. They were trying to control and deport them. And, in fact, their final solution was to move a lot of them to the Middle East. What happens is that Mr. Adolf Hitler himself was part Hebrew Jewish. People don't know that, do they?
A fourth. He was a fourth Rothschild.
Right. So what people should start to grasp here, this is a battle that's primarily a spiritual battle. And Satan's not just trying to destroy our economy. He's trying to wipe out and abort the entire human race. Okay. People need to start grasping. This is not just Hillary Clinton wanting to appreciate her account with the State Department or become, you know, use America like her ATM machine. She wants to kill most of us and set us up for World War III so we die in a thermonuclear flash. She wants to, and she basically is operating now.
Look, the trend lines are irrevocably clear.
Right.
We are headed towards a total economic destruction. We're headed towards a World War III with the deaths of probably over six billion
human beings. I don't want to just frighten people. Let me give a solution for the economics, okay? Number one, We need to have a meeting this year before disaster strikes financially to have a Bretton Woods-style system with a gold-backed basket of currencies with a fixed exchange between the different currencies. Number two, we need to have a system where we decide to collaborate with Russia and revise NATO so it includes terrorism so we get rid of extreme Islam. We need to start rebuilding communities in the Middle East rather than trying to supply Turkey with armaments so they can try to attack and replace the regime of Assad. We need to stop nation building in Muslim nations when you cannot build a nation based on Islam, period. We need to start realizing that we need to monitor mosques and use metadata to monitor Muslims inside our country. And we need to do not racial, but religious profiling, that if you're Muslim, no matter what your skin color, we're going to watch you. And if you and your friends don't whistleblow on the other guys that are doing things, we're going to prosecute you too. And by the way, it's not just Muslims. I don't care if you're a skinhead, neo-Nazi, or whatever religious group you belong to. If you want to disrupt the public thing, you know, if you're, we call it, they call some of these so-called extreme groups, all of you need to know we're going to put you on notice, including Islam. It's not just Islam. But we need to have that data shared with all the police departments. For example, I just read today in the FBI, didn't share the fact that they had a list of ISIS kill list of Americans inside America. Did you know that? They didn't share and tell the people, by the way, you're on the hit list. So it's like, are you kidding me? Here's the FBI, it's supposed to do their job. They didn't tell people, by the way, you're on the ISIS kill list. You're a businessman, you're this or that. And they didn't tell people. They had plenty of notes.
You and I aren't on it, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sure we're on. Are you kidding? Look,
have you been notified? I haven't.
Let's put it this way. The reason why we don't get attacked are three reasons. Number one, we have supernatural protection from God. Number two, the people on the other side are frightened because they know we're bad dudes. If I think someone's trying to come and kill me, I'm going to kill them so fast they won't know they ever had a heartbeat. And I have access to lots of technology much more dangerous than guns. I also have spiritual technology that is prescient, let's put it that way. So they have to understand, I'm your best older brother, and I'm the worst enemy. You'd be better off to have the devil himself after you than Deagle if you tick me off. Okay? Now, those are the reasons why we're saved, because God wants us to continue to have a platform. Now, if Obama or a future president like Hillary, if she gets in, tries to shut us down, we have a dark internet, we have lots of ways to communicate. Let me tell you, this nation will convulse until we vomit up Hillary Clinton or anybody else that's going to do things like her, which is good. So Tony Blair is gone. Mr. Cameron, this idiot, and his whimpering wife is gone. They're gone. And I just loved seeing this, about the Nigel Farage jeered and booed as he tells the members of Parliament they are in denial over Brexit. And he told them, and I thought this was so funny, he said that they have, these people,
never done a proper job in your life.
Now, I know that virtually none of you have ever had done a proper job in your lives and worked in business or worked in trade or indeed ever created a job, but listen, just listen. I couldn't believe it. This guy, and then he goes down after the meeting and hugs Jean-Paul Juncker. Okay? So, if you don't think, when I hear Moncton say, oh, they're going to have an army, they're going to raise them. No, they're going to have bankers try to screw them again. They're going to have the Pope try to screw them again with Chrislam.
Well, I think Viscount Moncton was raising an alarm, but I don't think.
No, he's full of it. No, he's full of it, okay? And so is Alex Jones. Okay? You don't scare people with things that can't happen. You talk about reality. Bankers. That's going to happen.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on a smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Yeah, I like your picture you have up, Tim. It says, 8 more countries want to hold referendums to exit the EU. France, Holland, Italy, Austria, Finland, Hungary, Portugal, and Slovakia. And by the way, the Eastern Republics of the European Union, they're the one to leave the quickest. The Slavic Republics, Hungary, etc., they're not even remotely interested in this hirage or massive migration. So tell us more, Tim.
And then there's the, if my sons did not want wars, there would be none. Guthrie Schnapper, Mayor Osmo Rothschild's wife. And then further down, you'll see a picture of Lord Rothschild with a caption. You didn't think that we would let Brit exit happen, did you, Lord Rothschild? There's this article, and we were, Germany and France in plot to implode a EU superstate. And what I said about that, and it's good to repeat it here, Brit exit and the growing opposition to the undemocratic EU throughout Europe happened because of austerity fascism, millions of military-age Muslims, and strategic overreach by the Khazarian globalist mafia. They are now doubling down. It will not work. And this proposal to merge Germany, France, and several other countries to do away with their national armies. And once you lose your army, you cease to be an effective state.
Yeah, they're trying to create a kind of
It's not going to work. Look, the French are already in near revolution over labor reforms. There's no way. No way. And nor will the French army allow it. Nor will the Germans allow it, or the German army, or the Dutch, and so forth. These people live in their own world. It is a world of hate. It is a hyper-racist world that Goyim and they use their own tribes terribly. I mean, basically everybody but their super tiny elite are two-legged.
Even regular Jews are put at risk. For example,
absolutely. I mean,
giving an example, and I'm going to quote Barry Chalmers: when the labor Zionists were asked, can we let millions more Jews leave to go to the Middle East? The labor Zionists did not want rabbis that were religious rabbis, that were not Talmudic Jews, to survive. They actually said, kill them all. They actually, the Jews, they were atheistic.
The Nazis, believe it or not, actually had were willing to allow a large number of Jews to leave for some money, but I mean, the money was there.
Right.
It was designed to say,
and by the way, this is a Jew telling me this, and because of it, they tried to kill him three times, and his family's still in Israel, and he's deathly afraid because he knows when war finally breaks out in Israel, because they're setting up Israel as a sacrifice, just like they're setting up America as a future nuclear sacrifice. We have Joel Skousen and other experts that have proved that. It's not open to opinion anymore. What's going on with Brexit, and here's what I expect. Although all these countries are doing this, something cataclysmic economically is about to happen that'll force these nations to become super states and force them to become what I call Chrislam, which is a conversion of this satanic version of Roman Catholicism under this pope, and Islam is a Islamic super state. That's where I think this is going, and it's going to accelerate it. And according to the Continuing Church of God with Dr. Thiel, was on last week, this is a virtual guarantee that we're going to see a rapid devolution of Europe. It's not going to be good. This is a very unpretty picture that's going to happen here very soon.
Well, I don't see the French allowing their
It's not going to be an army or guys making a decision. It's economic chaos and collapse that's going to force bankers to make them do that.
You know what? That's been coming with or without Red
but that's what the—that's the thing. Remember now.
Don't blame it on Brexit. But they're locked into this.
Look at the Amstel Rothschild.
The globalists have locked themselves into this because they don't even want an out for themselves. They want their new world order. Old man Rockefeller. David Rockefeller is 101 years old. I don't know what he's taking to keep that going, and the Lord Rothschild and some of these old farts, they're very old, but they want their new world order in their lifetime.
Right.
They want it now.
Right. But
if you look at all the trend lines, it's WW3, economic total chaos, it's mark of the beast, it's all this stuff.
Right. And they want it now. They don't want it 10 years from now or 2 years from now. They want it now.
If you were 101, even
I expect
with the best.
A bond market run this year. I expect collapse of currencies this year. I see the collapse of Europe and the Brexit is just the start, which is why I think President Trump's going to get in because of this disaster.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Tim, let me summarize the solution. Solution is a Bretton Woods goal-backed standard. A solution is strong individual nations. A solution is a resurgence of real Christianity, the gospel which Jesus preached, which was being disturbed over many centuries now, and now completely gone with his current pope. And many of these so-called Christian churches, we're going to go over it again on Friday with Tex Mars, about how the churches have gone wild and are apostate. And people say, well, why is this the source of why America has gone down the toilet? Yeah, the fact that a large majority of the, or minority of the people in America could support Hillary Clinton means they've lost it. They've lost their moral compass. They've lost their logical compass. They've lost their, even their self-preservation of their economy. These people are nuts. The fact that they even consider Hillary Clinton. And when Donald Trump starts with his team to start fixing things up, and by the way, he'll help other countries, like other European countries, to leave, like Brexit. And the bankers are going to do everything they can to put the screws to them, so they will amalgamate eventually, and they will eventually get an army. The Bible is predicting that, but I really believe that the Bible is what I call a roadmap. It's not a destination. In other words, when God sent basically, remember Jonah and the whale? And he sent the prophet to the people in Nineveh and said, you know, I'm going to destroy your city. So Jonah was so determined and so angry with these people, he sat underneath under a plant or a tree waiting for them to get destroyed. He said, God, just point your index finger and fry them. I'm waiting. And God said, you know, because the king repented in sackcloth and ashes and the people, I'm going to withdraw a destruction for them for a generation, 40 years. I see that in America. I think America, under Trump, is our last chance. I call God's trump card to repent. If they don't repent, and we have Hillary Clinton come in as president, judgment's going to fall on this nation immediately. We're going to be destroyed. America, well, a century or two from now.
I agree with you. And part of what we have to kick in the butt is this whole concept of politically correct. You see, it
well, no, that term is created to try to mess with your mind.
Of course it is.
How about politically incorrect? Let's just call it what it is. Just like,
well,
for example,
there's a part of my artwork on my site says, "Screw politically correct. Ask yourself, is it patriotically correct?" Mm-hmm. And you know, there one article I linked. If you are a young white straight man today, you're in trouble. And all of this is a part of a drive by the Khazarian globalists to destroy our European, pan-European culture, our civilization, society, family life, economics, our nations, and most importantly, our Christian religion and values. And, I mean, look, if somebody's gay, that's their problem. It's not, you know, but look, why do we have to have it shoved down our throats?
I object
if a guy with a beard and a dress goes into a men's restroom, and I'm
well, I object. But the problem is, you see,
I object to all this crap being crammed down.
What it's doing, though, here's Tim. Here's the real issue: they're taking away the rights of us regular people because they want to respect a tiny minority of people and say your rights. Normal men and women, and in fact, they're trying to teach the kids in California, don't say mommy and daddy, you know, say positive, you know, maternal and paternal figures or whatever. They don't want to use terms that they even refer to a normal family. They consider it an assault to the idea that you can have
separate what men. What state school? It's not in California, but it is a minor, something or another, offense to say girlfriend or boyfriend. I mean, they're trying to turn human culture, how God made us, how we are to our core, upside down. Bella hung in Hungary between the two world wars, tried that. He and his group of Khazarian demonists, they were telling parents to have sex with their children, and they eventually forced him out of office and ran him out of town, and he had to flee to flee to communist Soviet Union, where eventually he died.
These people
are sick. We don't have to put up with their crap.
Tim, here's a simple solution. Why don't we have a men's and women's washroom and a washroom with a big question mark, like, if you don't know, here's where you go. And
okay,
put a sign below.
Fine.
If you don't know, here's where you go. And
if you don't know,
here's where you go, men and women. Okay, that's it.
For brains,
serious.
But go ahead. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Here's one for you.
In other words, you got your rights.
Should girls have to take a shower?
No. They shouldn't. But here's my.
I'm feeling female today.
But the problem is they've already caught a lot of these guys that are actually
a girl.
There's a lot of these guys though that are really not. They're actually voyeurs or have other things, and they've been caught actually taking photos and so on. That's why I use the joke. So here's the issue.
Common decency.
Tim, these are all distractions. Let's get off the distractions. That's why I'm going to hear Lord Monckton on Alex Jones so saying this. People are already sending me emails. Don't. Okay? Lord Monckton is out of his mind. It's not going to happen. Okay? The fact
is... It's not going to happen.
I'm not finished my statement, okay, Tim? I'm not finished. Here's my point. My point is, the reason why they get away with this is because you get morons like Alex that'll scare the hell out of people and not provide solutions. I provide a solution, so does Trump. My solution is, number one, strong nations, strong Christian culture. Do not accept Sharia law in any state or any area, territory of America or the Western world. Do not trade with nations that do not have proper human culture. For example, why are we trading with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Arab Emirates? Why? Why are we buying oil from the ISIS and ISIL? Why are we trading with countries that have bad human rights, for example, like China, calling most favored nation status when they have a two-child policy, but if a woman gets pregnant for a third child, they'll abort her right up to the moment of delivery? We should not be trading with China. They should
That's
go to
exactly
hell.
Exactly right.
We should go to hell.
Exactly
they should,
right.
We should say, you don't change this policy and stop this crap.
If your women can't go out of the house without being covered from head to foot with some black
Tim, if your culture will not accept our Christian churches or synagogues or Mormon temples, whatever, in your country, Saudi Arabia, go to hell. What we need to do is we need to stop saying, and we need to say, hey, you remove these barriers to people within your nation or in the things toxic work. I am an occupational medicine specialist as well, and I can tell you that, you know, in the average day, 600 Chinese workers in China either end up dead or permanently disabled. Did you know that? They have horrifying work conditions. And we in America need to stand up for them to say, hey, you know, I don't care if you're living in another country. You're our brother or sister, Chinese or whatever nationality, religion you are.
Well, you're
brother
shipping and sister. Your goods here. There are certain standards. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're shipping. If we start standing up for human rights in whatever country and we say, I don't care what your politics are, whether you're communist, socialist, whatever you are, you can't do this to your citizens or we're not going to trade
with
you.
Well, how about the environment? I mean, their air is so polluted.
Well, exactly. Why do we trade with China when they... 83% of the heavy metals in the Western world on our veggies are coming from dirty coal in China. We should say, okay, I'll tell you what, here's the deal. China, you need to make a contract to buy our liquid natural gas, which we'll supply from Alaska. We'll pipe it in with a transnational pipeline we can co-own. You can make money on it. We'll make money on it. You need to convert all your nuclear plants, all these countries around the world, from nuclear materials making new isotopes for bombs to liquid natural gas. And we'll collaborate globally in getting rid of all this nuclear waste so we can stop the nuclear age, the fission age. That's a solution. It's not the idea of Lord Monckton saying they're going to have an army march into your country or they're going to amalgamate France, Germany, whatever. You fools out there, stop listening to these idiots. You need to talk solutions here. Godly solutions where we pray on
well,
face
you know
down
what?
Into the future.
Donald Trump has just said that globalism is very bad. He says we need to dump this...
Yeah, but that's their version.
Globalism, which benefits a few bankers,
yeah, but,
and we need to have Americanism to benefit the American middle class.
He just said that, and
is very, very true.
What's the alternate name for the world, Earth? It's called Terra. Did you know that?
Yes. Well, that's
so,
Latin.
Yeah, Terra, okay. Why don't we call it Terraism instead of terrorism? Okay, Terraism. In other words, we care about planet Earth so we don't destroy the biosphere and become an extinction-level event. We care for our fellow human beings in whatever nation. We have strong nations, like it says in the Bible, that come down on the holy feast days of ancient Israel to worship the Most High God in Jerusalem. And we understand that He came in the past and He's coming in the future as us, as a bride of the Most High God. We are the living stones that are going to provide the solutions, the technical solutions for life extension, limitless energy, so tokamak fusion reactors and energy from the vacuum, limitless positive food, biosphere places where living organisms can continue to survive for millennia so they don't just have to go to parks and aquariums to see ancient organisms that they previously went, quote, functionally extinct and they just kept a few species alive by genetic engineering. We need to realize that we are the change agent of the future and we are collectively the bride of God and we got to stop acting like a whore. Okay.
Well,
acting
if
like
you
a
have
whore.
God in your heart instead of Lucifer in your heart,
right? But when I hear people
around, right,
just fear mongering is whoredom. Okay, not providing solutions when you show how ugly the problem is. It's just like when somebody
well,
calls
you know,
me.
We're
up.
In an interesting place right now.
Really?
We have the demonist, the Khazarian globalist mafia and global banking cartel. We have these people. Are so pushing it so hard, and they've undergone this really strategic overreach, that people are waking up. Okay?
But Tim, here's the problem. The problem is we have those on one side, but on the other side we've got the regular media, which are useless and dangerous, and we've got most of the alternative media that are full of it. They're sickening. They scare the hell out of people with no solutions. They're not prepping for themselves financially with things like carrot bars. They're not prepping at home to have food, water, and self-protection or learn skills like basic trauma and life support and cardiac life support. They don't know anything. If they got a broken bone in the middle of a disaster, they don't know how to deal with the fact of bones sticking out of their skin. They don't know anything. And when I talk to people about health problems or geopolitical, or I don't have the money to buy your nutraceuticals, I'll sit down and talk to them for a while and say, what skill sets do you have? And after a while, I say, my God, man, you can, or lady, you can do X, Y, Z, and you can make money to take care of your health. Don't let the allopathic doctors poison you. Don't do unnecessary surgery. Don't let the system use you like you're a sausage in a sausage factory. Don't become a victim of the political system. And that includes Trump, by the way. He's our servant, not our master. You know, people have to realize this. We have to realize he has delegated authority that came from us, and our authority came from the Most High God. Okay? So
that's correct.
We need to realize we are the ones that bring solutions to Trump. We're the ones that have to restrain him and stop his wagging tongue. We're the ones that are going to say, look, media, stop exaggerating, saying lies about the man. The man has got a quick tongue because he's, you know, punches back and all
that
stuff.
Well, we got to break up this media monopoly. Six globalist
No, you don't need to break it up. You just ignore them. It's like anything. If you put cream on and ignore it,
shut it down. Shut them down.
You don't shut them down. You don't buy the
good. Shut them down.
Tim, it's
Wall
real simple.
Street, shut it down. Break them up and throw a lot of the crooks in prison where they belong.
Tim, here's the solution to that, and this is the alternate: to shut the media down. Don't buy the products that they market on their commercials. Number one, and advise the manufacturers that if you market on these big news companies, you're not going to buy the products. That makes them shut down. Number two. Banks start using carrot bars for your currency and businesses, and then the other currencies will just fade away. Okay? So eventually, carrot bars can become a world currency, an alternate to the mark of the beast, because that's what's coming. If the globalists get their way, they're going to wipe out everything, including the dollar, and eventually, like they talk about Fed coin, they will force down our throats a digital cryptocurrency that's the mark of the beast that'll need biometrics, because, of course, just like Mr. Robot from the Amazon TV series last year where they created Financial Armageddon, they want disaster. They want hacktivists to screw up everything so bad. The only way you can prove you're not going to get hacked into, and I get hacked every day. I have to have computer guys here all the time putting more and more secure systems on my computer because I have very high-speed internet, 120, 160 megabytes. I put new processors and everything on. People need to understand hacktivists, they want them to screw us up. They want terrorists to kill us in our stadiums and our shopping centers. They don't want to release the names of ISIS killed people because they want Americans killed. They don't want to pick up these bad guys that are mentally ill like this guy Mateen because they want them to do stuff. Okay?
Well,
let's get a reality check here that evil abounds because good men do nothing and women. Now, when we decide to stop listening to idiots like Alex Jones and Monkton and other people who frighten the hell out of us with those solutions, I provide solutions. Whether it's immigration, health care, geopolitics, national borders, and you're not going to fix things by just putting a wall up. You need to make sure that you can't come in by submarine, airplane, or come in through Canada to come into America from anywhere. And you can't have it extend beyond a certain visa. These visas need to have a tracker chip so we can know to a square meter exactly where these buggers are. We need to also be tracking them. If they've got a disease state, they're not going to donate blood into a blood supply. We need to have tightening of our public health, our geopolitical systems, everything. And I can give specific concrete solutions. I work with the FBI and CDC, and when I talk to these idiots, back in March of 2001, before 9/11, not one of my suggestions they did. Not one. So I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not going to play things down and say, well, Dr. Deagle thinks he has solutions for everything. Yes, I do. And if I don't have a solution, I have a framework for a solution because I'm a godly man, and when I don't have one, I pray. And I ask God, I say, God, intervene today in the affairs of men by giving us wisdom because you are the king of wisdom. You're the king of all goodness and all knowledge. And God provides it. He'll provide it to me or others, and they'll come to me or they'll come to you or they'll be a collective of us, a cloud of believers like yourself, Tim, that will literally be the living stones of the New Jerusalem because Jesus isn't going to come back. People need to get this. Until the bride is ready. The New Jerusalem is ready. The seal of God is on their eyes, their mind, and the things that they do. And that means, unless the bride is ready, the bridegroom is not going to show up. And the bridegroom being ready means we're going to not just let Brexit be the start of it. We're going to complete it by destroying their plans for Europe. We're going to destroy it by their plans for a mark of the beast currency. We're going to destroy it for their plans for a population reduction with geoclimatic change, financial disaster, super plagues, and other things they release, just like the OX513A gene. Every single sphere, morons are out there thinking they have a presentation that's worth listening to, and they don't. Here, we do. Now, people may be challenged by that, and they may think, well, that's not possible. Challenge me. If you can't come on air, email me, contact me. I have contacts now all over the world. We have now a bigger footprint in terms of RSS feeds for podcasts and video than anybody else on the planet. We're now number one in terms of putting our footprint out. And we want you to challenge you to say, submit to God and His will, and He'll provide solutions. He will provide solutions if we repent and say, God, we have strayed away from you, but now we want to repent, and we need your solutions to rebuild, not just to make America great again, make mankind.
Well, time is short.
Yeah.
We have to do this. Trump is a solution.
He's part of it. He's a trumpet player of one of the last Trumps. I call it the last Trump, which is a good one. Hey, last Trump?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, he's the last trump before God brings judgment on America and the whole world.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And by the way, I want to make a quick announcement. We're going to be super busy on Friday, so we want to put a pre-order for the big sale coming up this Friday. You can call our order office, 888-212-8871 now, and put your pre-order in now so we'll get the sale price for you. Do it today. We're going to get flooded. And again, with our giant footprint now, we are getting massive expansion in our sales and able to help people. I do tons of consults every day all over the world, doctors, patients, whatever, trying to help people, teaching by cases. I'm an activist, but I want to know I'm a servant of you, and most high God, I'm an elder brother. And to be honest with you, if you don't listen to myself and the guests that I bring on that I vet that are really high quality, like Tim Alexander, Joel Skousen, people like Leo Lion Zagami, Ann Morrison, if you don't listen to our advice, just like it says in the Bible, honor your father and your mother that your days be prolonged, and we are your spiritual and your elder in terms of intellectual fathers and mothers. Your days will be shortened, you will suffer, and you will die prematurely. So you better listen, and you better listen up in controversy to most of the other broadcasters and alternative media, except for a few that are here at Republic Radio, they're very good. You need to understand that the alternative media is orders of magnitude better than the regular media. Do not listen to any of it. In fact, literally notify the manufacturers of goods that market on these networks, like Fox News and CNN and whatever, that if they market their products on those networks, you won't buy them. That'll shut them down. That's my activist recommendation for you. Tim, any recommendations you'd have to shut down these so-called media? They're ridiculous, they're evil, and they destroy the heart of...
Donald Trump pursues it from
business model.
Monopolist program. There are laws on the...
Well, for example, Amazon does a lot of good things. But we need to have some restraint on them so they don't try to be so predatory they take over everything, and other online companies can't do their business too. You know, we don't want to see monopolies.
We allowed the Walmarts of this world, the big box stores, to change American retailing. There are a lot of families made decent money with small shops and so forth that have been run out of business. And Wall Street acts as Walmart is a vacuum cleaner for Wall Street that sucks money out of all communities. Wall Street has become a giant vacuum cleaner sucking money out of America all over. We've got to change that fundamentally. We've got to create a situation where we have work, jobs, decent paying jobs, not welfare, where people that go to college, they don't have to sweat because they got to pay their loans back. And they don't have jobs. If the jobs are there, that's fine. You know, if you drive around the communities you live in, yeah, there's a lot of big mansions, you know, homes that cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands and all kind of nice new, or fairly new homes. But if you really look at them, most are 10, 20, 30 years old. The broad-based construction is stopped because the economy is in the crapper and it's getting worse. The wrong people are taking the money out of our
pocket. But by design, it's not a random thing there, Tim. People act like it's almost random. No.
It's not random.
And even the globalists, they have a Plan B Brexit plan for how they're going to use it to accelerate the destruction of Europe. So don't just think that it's like Don King, who had both fighters in the room when they asked him.
It doesn't have to happen. This stuff to happen. We get a vote.
When Don King was asked, who's going to win, he said, I have both fighters in the ring. I'm going to win. Do not think that the globalists don't have a plan B to put the screws to us again.
Yeah, we get a vote even on that.
Exactly.
You're right with God, folks.
Take care, everybody. Good show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.